You want me to go talk to him for a second?
Yeah, why not?
We don't want him on the show, right?
Nah, just not really. Here.
Yeah, he doesn't need to sit
Headset?
Down.
Come with me, Jack.
All right, so Dan's going to go over.
You got me?
There's fake Andy Reid is now handing them two business cards. And yes, I mean, he looks exactly like Andy Reid. He's got the exact same
Hello?
Coach gear
By the
set
way,
up.
When I said come with me, Jack, that's what she said.
You either get it on the first time or not at all.
Oh, I can't circle back?
No. No.
Hey, call, fake Andy Reid.
Call him coach. Yeah.
Hey, man, how you doing?
I'm doing great.
What's your deal? How long you been doing this?
I've been doing this quite a while, you know, and I've been, as you can tell, I favor the cheeseburgers just as much as coach does.
Yes.
Yeah, that's
What
right.
a laugh is close.
Yeah.
Yeah, your laugh sounds similar to his as well.
Well, that's it must be something about the cheeseburgers and the cheesesteaks and all the barbecue that I eat.
Now, I want to talk to you because I feel like you're my brother. Because a couple years ago when the Chiefs were in the Super Bowl, were you here back then, by
I
the
was
way?
At Tampa.
Okay, was it Tampa?
Miami.
Miami.
Oh, Miami.
Oh, no, I wasn't in Miami.
Okay, well, I once dressed up as the fake
like
Andy Reid and from the punt, pass, and kick competition.
Oh, you're the guy. I love it. Oh,
Have
my gosh.
That?
Oh, that was the best. You were fantastic. We loved that in Kansas City.
Now, I think you're the best, and you're fantastic.
Well, thank you. I'll tell you what. We both try, all right?
Do you have a wife? That's a big question from the boys.
I do, and she loves it. Just she's down here
Does
taking,
he have sons?
Taking her time.
She's defeated, isn't she? She's beaten by this whole thing.
Yeah, she's dead. She's rested.
She can't wait till Andy Reid retires.
She's ready. She's ready for the mustache to get trimmed back.
Okay. But she'll Tickles. Enjoy the rides now, right?
That's right. We have a great time together. Yep.
Has he met Coach?
Have you met the real Andy Reid?
I have not yet. I have not met him yet.
Oh, okay.
What?
I mean, what else do you got to do?
Well, I guess I'll have to bump into him at one of the local cheeseburger spots or, you know, but it's like Clark Kent and Superman right now. Nobody sees us in the same place at the same time.
All right. Well, it's great to talk to you. Are we allowed to say your real name or no? You're just fake Andy Reid. This is Matthew Black.
Yeah.
You just
liner.
Got a day pass or what?
Yeah, I'm just here for the day, baby.
Okay. Would you give us a liner for our radio show? Would you just fill that in with fake Andy Reid?
This is almost Andy Reid, baby, and I never listen to Dan and Jake on the ticket.
And give All us right. that signature Andy Reid laugh. All right, thank you, sir.
Good luck, Coach.
You're the best. Let's thank Andy Reid. And no, look, there's a whole line of people that.
Yeah,
again, it's Friday at the
he's
Super Bowl.
He's swarmed now.
Yeah. It's Friday at the Super Bowl.
It's All more right, of a visual gag. People wanting to get their photo with
well,
him.
He just works that gum, though.
So I don't know if the Ithaca people are here anymore.
Yeah, their banner's gone.
Is it not like that?
The banner is gone. There
oh,
is a.
Oh, okay. That's like Syracuse. I just see a bunch of snooty looking college kids.
Yeah, it is Syracuse. Are the Ithaca guys gone?
Yeah.
Oh. You guys hate them anyway, right? That's small time compared to Syracuse.
Call them sorry. New York kinship.
Call them Syracuse.
You know, people like to call you Syracuse. You ever hear that?
Really? Yeah. I have not heard that. No, I have not.
How about Syracuse?
I haven't heard that one either.
Yeah,
dude.
No, that's well, been trash talk.
That's from an era when you guys were winning anything.
I guess that was from an era when you guys would win games.
Yeah, I guess. I mean,
who's your favorite Syracuse sports broadcasting alum?
The list goes on and on. For me, I'd probably say Ian Eagle.
Ian Eagle. Isn't it amazing how Noah Eagle was able to climb the ranks so soon?
Yeah, very cool. Very
Don't
cool.
you? Isn't it weird? Like, next year, you might be doing NFL games.
Hopefully. We'll see. Fingers crossed.
Who's your dad?
He's not Ian Eagle, I can tell you that much.
Do you feel like that might have helped him?
No, I think Noah's earned everything that's come his way. Noah's the man.
Did he go to school at Syracuse,
he
too?
He did, yes.
Okay,
of course
so you're,
he did.
You got to say, all right. All right.
Of course he did. Ask him if he thinks Boeheim's dirty.
I have a great story about Noah Eagle.
A great story about Noah Eagle. All right.
We'll be the judge of that.
We'll be the judge of that.
Say again?
Because of his dad's name.
Yeah.
What he did is he made sure to never tell anyone his last name. He only went by Noah his first 2 years of college because he wanted to earn everything he had in college. And so he never mentioned his last name.
Why is he sniffing his job?
Okay, but certainly he did tell people his last name when it came to getting a network job.
Well, I still think that...
Like, somehow in college he was able to climb up and do sports play-by-play.
I think Noah's earned every single inch of what he got, and he's one of the hardest working people I've ever met, and he's truly a nice person who
he's
people want to work
honor.
With. And
he's
work
not going to blank you,
I think that's why he's gotten everything he's got.
You are defending Noah Eagle's honor.
I sure am, because I think he deserves it, and
Would you lay down a jacket over a puddle for him if he was walking by?
I would lay down for any single person in this room.
Oh, for anyone in this room.
Prove it.
All right. Thanks, man. All right. You co-sign what he was?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
All right, well, thanks for your time. Yeah. Who are you?
I'm Johnny.
Johnny? Yeah. What's your last name?
Johnny Gadamowitz.
Yeah. Oh, no.
All right.
Yeah, 10 times
fast. Have to work
the next big name in sports.
We'll see.
All right. See you, man.
Thank you.
That's Syracuse. They kicked Ithaca out of here.
Those are the people that populate our entire industry at the highest levels.
Yeah,
hey, there's
Syracuse
Greg Cosell.
The Greg Cosell?
Yeah. From NFL Matchup.
I love Greg Cosell.
Tell him I love NFL Matchup.
Jack, do you want to do a TikTok real quick? This is probably our last time with the wireless. Come on over here.
Hustle up.
Well, don't yell at Jack.
Oh, we don't have a lot of time. I want him to have urgency. I know how these kids are.
These kids are just kissing Noah Eagle's ass.
Yeah.
Oh, Noah, please hire me as a spotter. Oh, look at that. We're now here with Jack, our engineer. We're walking through...
to the TikTok booth?
Media row, yes. And
how does one do a TikTok? What does that even mean?
That's what we're going to try and figure out here. So...
you're listening to Dan McDowell with the wireless.
Hello, we're from Dallas Radio. Are you involved in this TikTok thing?
Yes, but I'm not the person that can be interviewed.
What can you tell us, though? What's happening here?
Are you recording?
No.
Definitely not.
We're not recording. We're live on the air.
Okay. So I can't answer. Anything.
You can't answer a question.
Just ask him what's happening there.
How about this dude? Just give me anyone. Come here, man.
It'd just be great if you could stop recording and we could have a conversation.
We're not recording.
Oh, shut up.
You're live. Like.
Well, we can't do that. We can't stop being live. This is Jack, and he's Jiggly Jack on TikTok, and we were wondering what you guys were doing, and maybe he could do a TikTok for us.
Yeah, of course.
So what is the scene, though? If you walk by here, you like, I could do a TikTok? Anybody could?
No, I just really prefer if we could speak when you're not live.
Oh,
right
my
now.
God.
But you don't want to let the public know?
She wants
Easy
all
dance.
Of our
this
data,
is all of Dallas
but we
Fort
can't
Worth
be live on
right.
the radio.
Ask her how it feels to work for Xi Jinping.
Yeah, here's the thing. You, TikTok, wants to harvest all of our data, but you can't put it talk
well,
live
won't
on
go
the
well.
Air.
If there's someone that you want to talk about it more with, I can put you in touch with the right people, but talking about it live is not the right moment.
Okay.
What about this guy? What about Caden? Caiden.
This is how the Chinese government works.
What about Stefan? No?
China.
Stefan won't talk either?
Can you put us in touch with
I
the
can't
other?
I can't stop. Dude,
he's
live.
Getting, he's getting...
Like we're
ma'am,
on the
is
air.
This, is this gentleman no, bothering no. you right now?
Are they going to get security?
Yeah, hey,
he's getting...
With you right now, sir.
You're not involved with TikTok?
I'm very politely to step away.
Can you okay.
Oh, okay, no.
Very
politely
to step away. I'm very politely to step away.
You're on Media Row, idiot.
The second you said harvest data, it was over.
How do you feel that went, Jack?
She had a Band-Aid on her toe.
That was your big takeaway.
Don't know what that means.
He's Band-Aid shaming her. It was a
Don't
nice,
let Micah see that.
A nice hot note to add to the story, though, Jack. Way to set the scene.
Jiggly Jack was going to get so many more follows.
Micah's not the only one with a foot fetish.
Well, I might get a...
yeah.
They might give us an early dismissal
here,
Jake.
I have a feeling they'll be coming over here.
Yeah.
All right.
But it's Friday, so whatever. Kick me out.
Here, sit down at a different table. So.
Yeah.
Throw them off the scent.
Sit at the Cleveland table. Are they watching me, Jack?
They're all
TikTok is always watching.
All right, let's go over here. That's right.
The TikTok drone is overhead.
We're going to walk back to our table across the other side of the whole building so that
Bob's packing up his stuff. Like, uh-oh.
I got to get to the airport.
I'm going to take off my jacket, my hat. I'm going to go jacket off, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Didn't see that coming.
That's what she said, Bob. See that? Jake, timely. Right after he said
it. That one was better.
We still got it, man.
Yeah, they're just looking over kind of a...
Are they following...
No,
are their eyes following me?
You're fine for now.
Okay.
Say you do a show with that Andy Reid guy.
I'm going to have
Andy Reid sent me over here.
Got Andy Reid in cuffs, calling him out.